Muhammad is my guide, Muhammad is my teacher, Muhammad my beloved Rasulullah.
I want to be like you.
Like you.
In everything I do, Ya Rasulullah.
I want to walk like you, talk like you, read my Quran just like you.
And we have not sent you, but as a mercy to the world.
I want to be a servant of God like Muhammad.
Be like Muhammad, live like Muhammad, see like Muhammad did. Muhammad, Rasulullah.
In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful, I send my peace greetings to all of you, dear brothers and sisters, all around the globe. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And welcome to another program of Like Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa alihi in IRIB English Radio. I'm your host, Sayyid Wahid Alawi. And we are talking about different narrations that has to do with the salah, the prayers of the Prophet, and the way he conducted those prayers. And it is from the book Sunan al-Nabi, from the esteemed scholar Allama Tabatabai, rahmatullah alayh. In a narration in the book At-Tahdhib, which is from Ali ibn Ja'far, who said that I asked Abu al-Hasan alayhi salam about the recitation of adhan from the minarets. Is it a sunnah? He replied, at the time of the noble Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi, the adhan was recited on the ground and there were no minarets in those days. So what we can see here historically speaking, there were no minarets in the beginning of the dawn of Islam, but the minarets came later on. So the muadhan would go on a mountain hill, he would go on top of a roof, he would go on a place which was a little bit higher raised than others, so that people could hear him, could hear his recitation of the adhan. But at the same time, if there was no building that he could ascend on, he would recite it on the ground because there were no minarets. That was a later construction during the time of the imams. How was the conduct of the Prophet when he used to fast? How did he fast? What days did he fast? What month did he fast? And so on. In the book Al-Faqih, narrated from Muhammad ibn Marwan, who said, I heard Abu Abdullah Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq alayhi salam saying, the Prophet of Allah would fast so much in the beginning that it would be said that he does not break his fast. And he would stop fasting for so long that it would be said that he does not fast. Then he fasted on alternative days. Then he fasted on Mondays and Thursdays. In the end, he turned to fasting 3 days a month. The first Thursday of the month, the Wednesday in the middle of the month, and the last Thursday of the month. And he would say, this is the fasting of the lifetime. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi in the beginning used to fast all the time, so much so that the people started to say that he never breaks his fast. And because of the intense love the people, the companions had towards the Prophet, they would imitate him. And if they imitated him in this aspect, it would be very, very tough, very, very hard upon the people, upon everyone to fast for such a long period of time. So he stopped fasting for so long that it would be said that he doesn't fast at all. No recommended fastings. So the Prophet changed his attitude a second time, and then he started to fast on alternative days, Mondays and Thursdays, every Monday and Thursday. And again, in the end, he stopped doing that practice also, and he started to fast a minimum of 3 days a month. And that was the first Thursdays of the month, and the Wednesday in the middle of the month, and the last Thursday of the month. So he used to fast 3 days during the month. Two Thursdays and one Wednesday. The Wednesday being in the middle of those two Thursdays. And that is the established sunnah of the Prophet. In Al-Kafi, narrated from Muhammad ibn Muslim, from Abi Abdullah, Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq alayhi salam, that he said, in the beginning of his prophetic mission, the noble Prophet used to fast so much that it would be said that he never breaks his fast. And he would stop fasting for so long that it would be said that he doesn't fast at all. Then he left his practice and he started to fast on alternative days. And this was the fasting of the Prophet Dawood alayhi salam. Then he stopped this and fasted on the 3 days of the 13th, 14th, and 15th of every month. He then left this practice also and separated the fast by 10 days, fasting on two Thursdays with one Wednesday in between, and he continued this until he passed away. So this was the last practice of the Prophet, that he would fast 3 days, first of all, during the month. And those 3 days had a 10-day interval in between. And those days were a Thursday, and then a Wednesday, and then a Thursday again. So every 10 days of a one single month, which is made of 30 days, he would divide it into 3 10-day days. The first 10-day, he would fast on the first Thursday of the month. The second 10 days, the Wednesday in the middle of the month. And the last 10 days of the month, the last Thursday of that month. That is the end sunnah, the end practice of the Prophet. Not the Mondays and the Thursdays, but these 3 days of the month, which the Prophet used to divide into 10 days.
You are my one true love, taught me to never judge. Now all I want is to be with you.
Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Mustafa ala Habibika.
In another narration, it is said that fasting on 3 days every month on two Thursdays with a Wednesday in between, and fasting in the month of Sha'ban removes devilish insinuations and anxieties from the heart. And we, the Ahlul Bayt, fast on two Thursdays with a Wednesday in between. This narration again explains the previous narrations about how the Prophet used to fast on those 3 days, the Thursdays and the Wednesdays. In another narration in Al-Kafi, the noble Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi passed away while continuing the practice of fasting in the month of Sha'ban and Ramadan, and 3 days in every other month. So in the month of Sha'ban, which is the month of the Prophet, he used to fast much more than 3 days, according to the narrations. And maybe the majority of the month of Sha'ban, he was in a state of fasting. And then the month of Ramadan came, which he obviously fasted the whole month. But in all the other months, he used to fast 3 days. And I would like to mention a documentary that I have seen. And you guys can Google it up. That documentary, which was an academic documentary, a scientific documentary, talked about how to prolong our life. And this person who went for this examination and tested different ways of prolonging a life scientifically came to the conclusion after going through different ways of eating food, what to eat, how to eat, how much to eat. He came to the conclusion that basically you can eat whatever you want to eat and how much you want to eat, but fast twice a week. In our case, we have the fasting of 3 days during the month. But if you would fast twice a week, that would be 2, 4, 6, 8 days a month compared to the 3 days of the sunnah. So that is a minimum. Again, the 3 days is a minimum, and you can increase those days of fasting with 8 days. And that would be, again, preferably the sunnah of the Prophet, the Mondays and the Thursdays, which he used to fast in the early days of his prophetic mission. And if you do a Monday and Thursdays, that would be 8 fasting days during a whole month. And according to this scientific documentary, that would increase your lifespan dramatically, maybe a 10 to 20 years period. We do not recommend that you should eat whatever you want and how much you want. But what we recommend is the sunnah of the Prophet, that you eat so much that you have a little bit more left in your stomach. You don't feel hunger, but you are not completely full either. In another narration, dear brothers and sisters, it is stated that Imam Sadiq says from his forefathers, one day the noble Prophet asked his companions, who from among you fasts the whole lifetime? Salman rahmatullah alayhi said, I do, O Prophet of Allah. A man said to Salman, I have seen you eating on most days. He said, it is not as you think. I fast on 3 days every month. And Allah has said, whoever performs a good deed, he shall have 10 like it. I will end the discussion here, dear brothers and sisters, and may Allah's peace and blessings be upon all of you.
Be like Muhammad, live like Muhammad, see like Muhammad did. Be like Muhammad and live like Muhammad and give like Muhammad gave. Shafi'ullah, Habibullah, Nabiullah, Rasulullah, Khalilullah, the friend of Allah, Ya Rasulullah, Rasulullah.